You are now tuned in live. Tuned in live to Step the Game Up Saturdays. Diva Mary Kay, showcasing nothing but successful independent businesses. Call us up at 347-850-1521 and step your game up.
What you looking at?
Step your game up.
What you waiting for?
Step your game up.
Gonna come on in the dust.
Step your game up.
Drop it to the floor and just
step your game up.
You with Ken?
Step your game up.
Oh, you drink gin?
Step your game up.
Is that your friend?
Step your game up.
Nigga, you with you can't
step your game up.
One time, and have it last generations. Instead, my money's self-destruction to disintegration. My checks bounce like basketballs, it's sold in a hole. I put up a prayer with no balance, it goes in a hole. I'm just trying to live well and down. I'm giving IOUs, cause I can't afford every voluntary. Hottest micro-round piece of plastic carries the keys and casket, and can't reach and grab it like eggs in Easter basket, which makes the interest grow. Add it to your principal. Careful what you wish for, you just might get it. Better off with debit once it's gone and it's gone. Use that to your leverage, take that other one and shred it. Why live life embedded with curses and stay indebted? Cause you can't take it with you. The funeral home, a ticket, grave robbery. This game sucks, plus we play R&B. The money train only came once, and that was starving me. To get a check and put some away for a rainy day to make my exit. Money ain't the root of all evils, following flesh is a sea of eternal fires. We rested and doggy paddle just to stay afloat. Get my car repossessed to rock my favorite coat. I pray I won't walk up in the club and buy some rock in the house. But no chases though, my tab on the snap under pressure. But where that lady go? Wish I had enough cash to throw it on my problems like here. Then away they go, a ray of hope. I'm seeing when that statement says zero, but I make it grow. Let's buy out the mall, let's celebrate. But I'ma take it out the savings though. Buying pairs of Jordans since now I can afford it. But only if we wait a couple days to pay the mortgage. Long as I have kicked by the assortment. 200 or 300, I ain't worrying. Cash in abundance.
Talking this relationship talk tonight. You know, last week was a really powerful show. I feel like we helped a lot of people. Oh, I'm sorry. jump in the chat room, you know, log in to the chat room. Go check out the website, www.divaspotradio.com. Get you a couple t-shirts, that Frontline Friday t-shirt. Let me bring in the girl, the lady, the woman of the hour, Miss Diva Ebony B. What is it?
What's going on, King Teeth? Teeth, mic check, 1, 2, 1, 3. Can you hear me?
Yeah, what it is. What's good?
That's what's up. I'm up in this thing with D-Play from the D-Hour Show. We over here getting it in Google Plus. Peace, King D-Play, can you hear me?
I can hear you.
That's what's up. J-Big, can you hear D-Play?
Yeah, I can hear D-Slate. What's going on, man, Slate?
Jay, what's good with you, bro?
Man, I'm just trying to, you know, step people game up tonight, man. You know, I'm living.
Stepping it up.
Yeah, I'm living. I'm maintaining, man. I'm hoping that you enjoy the show, my dude. We trying to, you know, we trying to dedicate this. I ain't gonna dedicate it. Well, it's a show. I'm gonna say this show last week. I kind of went a little rough. It was a little physical, and I beat up a couple of dudes verbally, you know, because I was talking about us not doing our ladies right, you know. And this week right now, we're going to get into talking about, you know, what our ladies need to do right for us, you know what I mean?
No doubt.
Yeah, so, I mean, yeah, without further ado, first let me go ahead and introduce, you know, my, you know, the opening song, you know, and shout out to my man Tilden Dexter, you know what I mean, for producing the track for me. That's my track right there, One Time Cash, off of the Found Tape, you know, which is out, was due out, you know what I'm saying, by Genius Music. So shout out to my man Genius, DJ Genius is going to actually release that for me. So, yeah, be on the lookout for that Found Tape, you know. But let's get into talking about relationships. You know, last week I told everybody, you know, we it's a two-part series. And we're looking at the Book of Solomon, the Song of Solomon. You know, and last week we talked about, you know, what the woman needs from the man, and how, you know, brothers just need to be more responsible, and we need to be at home, you know, when we supposed to be, and, you know, some other things. It was a lot of stuff we touched on, you know. Kiss your woman, just little simple stuff. The simple stuff like kissing your woman, all the way up to being home and holding your woman at night, you know, and just being there and not having her looking for you in the daytime with a flashlight. You feel what I'm saying? Tonight we gonna talk about, man, what do we need, brothers? Like, you know, we talk about women needs all the time, but, you know, brothers, we got needs. Everybody has needs, and, you know, it's not fair to just focus on one half, the yin without the yang. So we gonna talk about what a man needs, you know. Once again, like I said, I'm in Solomon, Song of Solomon, and chapter 1, verse 1. You know, real simple. I'm gonna read the plain English version, not the New King James, but the plain English, so everybody can understand and follow along. I'm down there in verse 8, you know, and the man, this is the man talking to the woman now, his wife, you know. This is what he says. He says, "Don't you know the place, loveliest of women? Go and follow the flock, find your pasture for your goats near the tents of the shepherds." And I'm paused right there. That's just the verse right there in plain English. Last week I touched on, you know, the man being the working dude, you know, having a job. In this case, they're talking about, you know, shepherd. They use the metaphor of the guy being a shepherd, and he has his flock, his goats, and he's leading them to, you know, pasture. So basically, he's a working man. He's out there doing this thing. He come home, he's a little dirty, scruffy, smells a little bad, you know, he's been playing with goats all day. So
ain't nothing wrong with that. Nothing wrong with coming home dirty.
I just want to paint the picture. You gotta be, you gotta come home with a little dirt under your fingernails. If you ain't got no dirt under your fingernails, you ain't did something right, man.
I'd rather you have dirt on your fingernails than must on your testicles, nothing around. I'm just saying.
Or a soggy bowl of milk in front of you because you done ate cereal all day long. You ain't done nothing but watch MTV Jams and eat cereal all day. The milk is curdling in the bowl on the table.
That is an eviction notice. I am sorry. Let me come home, boy. You know what? I'm so glad I didn't have to worry about that. Or be, you know, for that to happen, because that's ridiculous. Your button is that body was with the lab to go to work. What? What happened here? Did you miss the memo? I'm just sorry. I'm going to let you continue on because you know Diva.
Nah, we need that. You know, it's cool. You know, we I'm gonna let the fellas get beat up a little bit in this first part of the show. Cause after this, you know, we gonna really put the spotlight on these ladies and really get into it and ask them where was they on the night of June the 15th at 9 p.m. You know, we going third degree them. Yeah, we gonna give women a third degree in a little bit. You know, but basically, yeah. I'm going to touch on, let me break down verse 8. You know, verse 8, you know, he's saying, don't you know the place loveliest of women? Let me backtrack the last week where I was talking about the woman basically saying, you know, I don't know where you are. Let me scroll up a little bit. The woman says, why should I need to look for you among the flocks of the other shepherds? And basically what I equated that to is, why is your girl looking for you, fella, in the daytime with a flashlight? Why does your woman blow your phone up at 11 p.m. or 12 p.m. or 1 p.m.? Because you in the club, you somewhere in the strip club with 1,001s, and you ain't at home with your family, brother. You want to hang out, you know, and not, you know, be taking care of your kids and just hanging out with your brothers in the streets and all that. And you know, it's just, it's crazy. Like, your woman shouldn't have to do that. So the man responds back here. He's saying, don't you know the place? In other words, he's saying, like, you know, and I like what he did here. He says, loveliest of women, you know what I mean? So he's, like, complimenting her. As he's saying, you know, he's kind of owning and taking responsibility. He's saying, loveliest of women. It's like he's paying his woman a compliment. Fellas, you know what I mean? What we need to do, and we first thing I'm going to touch on right here, is if your woman is coming at you a certain type of way, you know what I'm saying, and whatnot, one thing that we can do, fellas, is just to understand, kind of like empathize a little bit with where they coming from. Here you have a woman who's at home, doesn't really know what's going on, but you don't know what's going on. You might be, you know, dead. You might be laying in the gutter, and she's just worried about you. You know what I mean? And here we come. We look at it like, oh, you nagging me. You prying too much. You gripping my balls, so to speak. You know what I mean? And that's one thing that, you know, we do wrong, fellas. And you know, that's one thing we need to work on with ourselves and whatnot. Shout out to my man Genius. I'm going to get to you in a second. Basically, you know, what we need, what I'm going to say, like I said, tonight is about the fellas. So what I'm going to start off with verse 8, and I'm going to break it down for you ladies. This is what you need. I'm going to need you to pay attention. This is what you need. It's what you need to know, ladies. If you... Like I said previously, you're busting your man chops. You know, why should I need to look for you? This and this and that. What the man is saying back to his woman is, you know, don't you know the place? In other words, you know where I be. You know I'm responsible. You know that, you know, I'm not in no dirt. I'm not doing anything, you know, that I shouldn't be doing. So don't worry too hard about that. You know what I mean? In other words, ladies, point number one I want to make is that if you did right choosing your man in the beginning, you wouldn't have to be busting his balls and following him in the daytime in the flesh. I think Diva said that last week, you know, why are we out here chasing this man and he ain't responsible and this and that and calling him at 3 a.m., 4 a.m., like, where you at? If you did right choosing this dude, you know what I mean, in the beginning, you wouldn't have to go through that drama, that bull crap, you know what I'm saying? And what the man is doing here, he's reminding the lady, basically, he's reminding this woman, you know, look, you know where I be. You know I'm responsible. You know how I get down. I'm not out here doing no dirt. So, you know, you don't have to be on my case about that. You see what I mean? So point number one I want to start out with, ladies, is you know, and I mean this respectfully, because, you know, I don't disrespect the ladies. I mean, it's so respectfully. Just don't try not to nag your man so much. If you did right choosing him and you trust that man, you don't need to nag him. You don't need to be in his grill about that. You know what I'm saying? When I come home, let me tell y'all something. When I come home at night and I walk through that door, first thing I'm looking for my woman, and I'm looking for like the hug, the kiss, the king treatment. I call it the king treatment. You know, where the babies might, if they up, you know, the babies is chanting dad, 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 dad. Like they wait for me to come through the door, they chanting my name. I'm looking for that. You know what I'm saying? I'm not coming through the door trying to think like, damn, what excuse I'ma tell her? What excuse I'ma make up? What I'ma tell her this time? You know, that's not my forte. And likewise, my woman, because I don't give her that grief, my woman don't need to, her forte is not like, you know, damn, I'm trying not to say the N-word, Negro. Negro.
Thank you very much for not saying the N-word.
Yeah, Negro, where you been, Negro? I've been blowing your phone up, Negro. You know, that's what your woman, that's when you can tell you ain't did something right, because your woman should never be coming at you like that. And ladies, you know you doing something wrong if you have to come at your man like that. Negro this, Negro that, where you been for 5.5 hours and whoopie whoopie. You know what I mean? Like, that's you know you did something wrong, man. You know you doing wrong. So ladies, I'm telling you, like, the first point I'm gonna make, actually, I'm gonna go back even a step further. The first point I'm gonna make is just pick them right. Pick them right. Pick a dude you can trust. Pick a dude that you look at the dude and all you see is God about him. You see what I mean? Like, you don't want a dude that you gotta babysit. You gotta ask for a progress report. You know what I mean? We're not in elementary school no more. Grown men and women. This is a grown ass man. You know what I'm saying? You don't want that. So if you pick the dude right from the jump, you know what I mean, you shouldn't have to be asking for a war report, status update on where your man been for 4.5, 5.5 hours when he got off work at 8 and it's like 5 o'clock a.m. when he coming home. You shouldn't even be asking that. You know what I mean? You shouldn't even have to be in that position. You know what I mean?
If you have to ask that question, you know there's something wrong if you have to ask, you know, that question. But, you know, a lot of people, when you meet them, and even after over time with somebody, it's usually, excuse me, the representative. You meet the representative telling you all the great things about them, and then later on down the year, they change. You know, and it can be, oh, we've been having such a great relationship for 2 years. A lot of people, and with men, I see this too, are masking. What's up with this masking thing? Why are you masking who you are? You masking pain, you masking hurt, you masking lies, you masking your past. You know, and that's what happens with a lot of people. They start to mask, and then 2-3 years down the line, and like the saying goes, you really don't know a person until you live with them.
Yeah.
Until you live with them. You don't know them until they live with them. And then that's what happens. A lot of people are masking, but you're right to pick the person right. But still, the person can perpetuate to be the right person. But then 3 years down the line, a marriage and a baby is who they change and they get comfortable.
Yeah, I got my man Genius, DJ Genius on home. Bring Genius on there to discuss this thing, man. What's up, man? DJ Genius, you live on the air. Step your game on Saturdays.
What's going on? Salute to you. Salute to the Queen. Salute to all the listeners.
For sure, man. We in here talking about, you know, relationships. You know, last week we talked about part one, which is what a woman wants from her man. Now we talking about part two. You know, which is the flip coin of what a man needs from his woman. And you know, I'm to do this, to analyze this, I'm breaking down the Song of Solomon out of the Holy Bible. I'm breaking down the Song of Solomon. I'm applying it to our relationship talking. You know, I don't know if you caught where we at up to this point, you know, but I'm basically this one verse right here, verse 8 in chapter 1 of Song of Solomon. You know, we just basically, you know, touching on that right now. You know, it's a lot of nutrients in that one little section right there, that one little verse is a lot of nutrients. You know, we touching on, like, you know, if you chose your, if you, ladies, if you choose your man right, you ain't got to look for him, you know, in the daytime flashlight. You ain't got to move the mothballs out the closet to try to find them in the corner in the cut of the closet. You know, you choose them right, you know what you're doing, you know. So, you know, man, speak on that for me, man. Mister, you got all the wisdom, you know.
I'm humble, man.
Got the wisdom for years.
I mean, like
man.
You said, to be perfectly honest, I mean, depending on what type of person that you're dealing with, but a real man and a real woman, you know what I'm saying, the circumstances of their relationship is going to be far different than a young relationship, you know what I'm saying? Because a real mature man and a real mature woman, in the beginning, their relationship is already established that you don't have to check on him because you already know where he's at. Not a common courtesy. He's going to let you know if he deviate away from his plan or schedule. That's just common courtesy. You know what I mean? Young people, they don't understand that. Young people trying to rip and run and do whatever. And, like, I caught a part of the earlier part, you know, as far as the nagging thing. You know, they look at that as nagging. But to be perfectly honest, it's not nagging. A person is going to check for you because they care about you. That's like your parents, if you leave out the house, they care about where you're at. Especially in this day and age with everything that's transpiring, you would want to know where people are at in case something happens. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, that's another way of looking at it.
Me personally, I don't go through those issues because, one, I put everything on the table, you know, which a lot of people don't do. At least that way, when you put everything on the table, you know what they expect. You know what I'm saying? So that you can avoid a lot of those issues and communication. I'll say that communication is a bridge to all relationships. And if you don't communicate, then you'll have those issues. And then the other prime thing is trust. You know, if you don't have that trust, then, you know, whether it's in yourself or any other person, because a lot of people have trust issues within themselves, which makes them, you know, do things in a manner that they're doing, what they call in every 5 seconds or whatever, because of issues they have within themselves that they didn't fix.
Yeah, and I think that's another thing, like, you know, that you can kind of infer from this verse here, verse 8, that, you know, if I, and let me go back and go one verse before that, and, you know, let me iterate that for the verse before that. Verse 7, it says, it's the woman speaking to her husband. She's saying, tell me, my love, where will you lead your flock to graze? Where will they rest from noonday to from the noonday sun? Where should I need to look for you among the flock? So what I would infer from that she's saying, tell me where you're going to be, that she may have that trust issue, and she may need that comforting and that extra stroking of her ego or whatever you want to call it. She might need, you know, to be comforted in that sort of way. You see what I mean? So this is where the guy comes back and he's saying, you know where I'm going to be at, lady. I mean, I'm going to work. I'm about to take these goats. I'm going to milk these cows. I'm going to work. You know, I'm going to come home a little dirty like I always do, but, you know, you ain't got to worry. So, I mean, yeah, you know, I think we can infer, or at least I can infer, I can read between the lines and infer a little bit, that perhaps that maybe she did feel the need to be comforted by her man, which is something, fellas, that we also need to be aware of. Like, sometimes our ladies just need to feel comfort. You know, they need to feel that warmth and that love and that genuosity, that genuineness, you know, that genuine feeling of love, you know, between from you to her, you know what I mean? And without me going further back into the chapter where the lady's talking about, you know, the sound of your name is like kissing me in my ear or whatever she said, you know, it was real deep, you know. That was, y'all gotta go back and listen to last week's show, you know what I'm saying? Cause that would be an all night thing talking about that. I'm gonna bring in the next caller, man. We got 909 in the building. I'm gonna bring you in there. We gonna put you on there. You live on air. It's 909.
What's good?
Oh man, what's going on, man?
Jay Real the Realist.
Yeah, you already know this is Jay Real the Realist. I was actually listening. I just tuned in. I heard. It sounds like the subject is about male and female relationships, or whatnot. I'm not sure.
Yeah, well, basically, bro, I mean, well, brother, man, what we doing here is I personally chose to, like, break down our relationships. I'm going to give you a little background. Like, I do a lot of reading, you know what I'm saying? Like, I've been doing reading lately, and I came to the conclusion or I came to the realization that, you know, when we start looking at our relationships, there's a lot of things that, like, when you look at the breakdown of our you know, emotional relationships between men and women, when you break it down, it kind of deteriorates over time. You know what I mean? We get comfortable, and there's things that we just stop doing, and things that we don't pay attention to anymore, both from man to woman and woman to man. So what I'm doing here, the last week's show and this week's show here, I'm kind of analyzing that a little bit. I'm applying the Song of Solomon from the Bible to it, you know, just chapter 1, I'm applying that to it and just breaking it down and trying to analyze, like, kind of like, where do we go wrong? You know, what do we do that? So where do we, when we get comfortable, you know, what do we do wrong? Where does it break down at? So we can just stop that, you know?
Well, my personal thought on that very subject, I'd have to say, first of all, we have to take a look, especially if we're in relationships as far as like marriage, or we have children in the relationship, because once you have a child with somebody, you're in a lot with that person, more than just physically. You know, you're now emotionally attached, and because of the child, you have a spiritual connection. There's actually a human being that is a product of you and this person living. So that's it's an attachment that, you know, no marriage. I mean, you can say you're married, but once you have a child, it's like you enter into a marriage. You understand what I'm saying? Like an agreement to be together. But I think that a lot of the problems that we have as far as relationships are outside influences. And I don't mean... like friends and all that, you know, your girl has to have her friends, you have to have your friends, so you can have some individual time to be with other people, you know. But when we get to talking about influences, what a lot of our women see and portrayed on television and radio that we are supposed to be, and vice versa, what we portray our women as supposed, you know, society says that your man is supposed to make a certain amount of money, he's supposed to provide you with this, he's supposed to do that, he's supposed to buy you, you know, this $2,000 purse, he's supposed to be able to, you know, do all these certain things. And a lot of us, we don't have that type of status. And what happens is it builds on the ego. Well, he can't provide this for me, she can't do this for me, but this other person can. We kind of fade away sometimes from the inner relationship because we feel like the other person has nothing to offer by our standards. And also we have to deal with the insecurity level. A lot of us don't understand, before we had relationships or before we got into a relationship, this individual had a history. They had a past. You never know, it might be a positive childhood, it might have been a negative childhood. That person might have been abused by a male or a female for that matter, and they might be certain things in that individual's life that you don't inquire, they don't tell you, and you might be doing that, and what you're doing is you're pushing the person further away. And I'm going to try and sum it up right here. It's very important that we pay attention to our significant other and the facts of what do they like, what makes them smile, what can we take the time out to do, to, especially if we're trying to save a relationship or keep the fire going, as they say, in the relationship. We have to really set aside time to look at that other individual, not selfishly thinking, oh, if I do this, I'll get out of it. If I, you know, I don't want to get up and go grocery shopping with her, but if I go, I know I might be able to get this from the store, that, you know, let's start doing things for the other person that comes naturally, and then let's see where that goes, because once you lose that or fall out of love, it's hard to get that back, you know.
Yeah, I mean, no doubt, you know, and I like, I'm glad you said that, you know. I'm gonna piggyback off that a little bit, you know. I wanna touch on the fact that, you know, I want people to focus on that this individual here that we're talking about in this verse here, Song of Solomon, chapter 1, verse 1, starting at verse 1. This individual, basically all it gets into that's really a down thing, a negative thing about this person, is that he's a shepherd. You know, he's meaning that, you know, he tends sheep, he's tending goats. So, in other words, this isn't a king who has subjects and servants and runs around and can just basically snap a finger and get everything done. This is a hard-working, you might as well, if it's 2013, this is a blue-collar individual that, like I said earlier, comes home smelling like sheep. If anybody's ever been to a farm and smelled a sheep, it's not pretty. Smelling like sheep and goats, you know, coming home to his woman. So, you know, and you can use that as a metaphor for all of the things, like I said, like Jay Real, the realist said. You can use that being a shepherd as a metaphor for any dilemma, you know, coming from a broken home or messed up background, or like Diva and me touched on a prior episode about being locked up or whatnot. You know, you can apply that as a metaphor for any of those things. You know what I mean? And the being a shepherd, you know, the shepherd doesn't just apply to your job. Anything, you can insert anything in that blank. You understand what I'm saying? So this is a guy who is an honest individual, works hard, makes his money, comes home, you know, and he has to, and he's dealing with the woman, and, you know, like we already touched on, you know, he has to, a man has to come home. First of all, we have to come home. We gotta not want to stay out in the strip club all night long with thousand ones and your girl blowing your phone up at 4 a.m. You know, we gotta stop doing that, fellas. And one thing I want to touch on is fellas, a lot of things that, not just fellas, but everyone, a lot of things that we do, we perpetuate the same energy that we get back out there in the world. So, in other words, if you don't want that woman nagging you, don't be in the strip club at 5 a.m. when she's, like, wanting to be on family time. You understand what I'm saying? You know that that's what your woman needs. And likewise, you know, Miss Girly Girl, you know what I'm saying? Don't feed this man's ego and blow his phone up at 5 a.m. If you know he ain't at home, you know he ain't giving you what you need. All you need to do is tell him one time, like, this ain't, I'm not having it, and it shouldn't be a weekly occurrence. You shouldn't need to sit there like 10 or 15 times with the same thing going on over and over again with the same dude. You know, you gotta have the strength, lady. If you don't like something, be honest with your mate and change that you don't like. And if you don't like the situation, if it doesn't change, change you being in the situation altogether and just get out of it. Life is too short, you know what I mean, for you to be chasing this one dude. And at the whole time, this one dude is screwing you up. And when you finally do break away from that dude, such as Jay Real said just now, when you finally do break away from that dude, guess what? You are a broken, battered individual.
You're damaged good. And you know what? I wanted to say this real quick. Before the base, have a seat, son. Before the base of any relationship, before you, anybody on the line, if they're listening or whatnot, you talking about, you know, I love this dude, I love this girl, I'll go out and do this for them, I'll bring you the stars, the moons, and the suns and whatnot. Be able to do that for yourself. See, you can look in her face and say, I love you, I love you, I love you. You can do all these things, buy all these things, and you can come straight home for work, and you can cook, and you can clean, and you can do whatever you feel she would want you to do. Unless you want to do it, there's going to be resentment built, because you're going to sit here and constantly feel like you're putting your all into somebody who's not giving it back the way you want it, because you don't know what you want. You don't know that you love yourself. You don't know how to love yourself. Most of our parents weren't, you know, I'm not taking away for anybody who has a two-parent home who might have went through some problems domestically at home, even with two parents. But a lot of us come from broken homes. We didn't either have mama or daddy there to show us how to treat mama or daddy. You know, we didn't come from the fairy tale lineup where a woman was respected and a man was, you know, they were shown how to treat and raise. And what we got to understand, the TV has taught us a lot about how we should feel, think, look, and, you know, that whole, what I like to call the TGIF phase, where you start off something like a TV show, it starts off with a problem. You go through the problem, and by the end of the TV show, everybody's hugging and kissing, and everything's okay. Life is not like that, but because we've been portraying this and this Fresh Prince of Bel-Air type of mentality where, oh, it'll be cool at the end of everything, we have to realize and understand before you can say you love that man and vice versa before I love that woman, I have to love myself. That way, when I get up and do, I want to do for you. You understand what I'm saying? There is no attitude because I walk in the house and you ask me to do something and now I got an attitude. You ask me to take out the trash and trash ain't been taken out in 2 weeks because, you know, ego what's the word I'm looking for? You know, you get into an argument with your girl over something and then next thing you know, pick that up. No, you pick it up. No, you, and then next thing you know, it stays on the floor for a week because everybody has an attitude. You know, you're both looking at each other, musty mouth. Nobody's talking to each other for a week until finally one of the party has to break down, submit, and then you wind up talking, having this conversation. But I'm going to tell you guys, for those who go through that, those conversations only going to last so long. Your girl only going to sit there and talk so long before she gets tired of talking about the same stuff. Females, your guy is only going to want to hear that nagging so often because he's trying his hardest to keep you from nagging and getting on his nerves. Trust me, he's doing things differently. And for, like you said, the one who just straight up like, hey, I'm going to do what I want to do. I don't care how she feels. Let her sit at the house. Let him sit at the house and with the kids, and I'm going to be out all night. Maybe that's not the relationship you need to be in because it's doing more harm than it is helping you build. A relationship is supposed to build the individual and build the partnership at the same time. The individual is supposed to get stronger within the partnership. But if you don't have a strong basis and foundation as an individual from beginning, you're just two people trying to build one house on sand. And you're wondering why one side stays afloat, sometimes the other side sinks, and either side is getting mad because you're not building an even foundation. This happened with a lot of our women because they're the ones taking on the responsibility in the home. They're the ones who usually either have a job or they have the county case or the low income, and they're providing the overwhelming majority into the household. And what you have is a backlash because she come home, you sitting, you might have cleaned the house all day, changed the kids, washed her favorite shoes, got her dinner ready, but that resentment is going to set in because she's a woman. She feels like she needs to be taken care of, not taking care of you. So I'm not on people, man's head like, hey, you ain't worth nothing because, you know, you on the PlayStation all day and all that. I don't know. You might be looking for jobs in between, you know, rounds on Modern Warfare. We don't know that, but you have to implore that you are caring and you are trying to do something. If you want your girl to stop complaining this and that and you don't come in and do the little things you wouldn't think about doing. If you got kids, buy some wipes, get some diapers, you know, because when she has to work, then she got to come home and bust the suds, then she got to come home and hear the kids, then she look up, she changing your daughter or your son, she on the last wipe, the last diaper, and she look over and you sitting over there high as hell because you just spent your last money on a bag of weed, some single cigarettes and a brew because that's what you feel you need to survive on the day-to-day. This is not a just niggas is lazy, excuse my language, or women ain't nothing. This is a system, a mental system that we're caught up in that as young individuals we need to break. Because the TV is not helping you. These music videos aren't helping you because they're making your woman look at you like you ain't shit, and they're making you take penitentiary chances trying to get the stuff that you see on TV. So obviously we need to sit back at the home. We need to go home. We need to start going home. We need to start coming home from work. We need to start coming home from school, and we need to have some real time together, not just sit down, watch TV, she on her Facebook, you on your Twitter, not just, you know, just because you're in the same room laying in the bed doing separate things, that's not spending time. You need to devote your time to your lady. Hey, baby, what we look, get the kids dressed, bust them strollers out. Let's take a walk. Let's talk. Let's look at life. Let's look at some birds. Let some dogs bark at us. You know, stop worrying about how you're going to get the club with Shamika and all this on Sunday and how you gonna do your video shoot and how you going to, and, you know, I got to go buy new clothes for my video shoot when your daughter is running around in the same busted stuff and your wife is looking at you like it's either going to be the music or me, when you can have both of that plight if you respect her on the level, because I don't know no successful rapper who is not divorced, or his woman is not standing behind him, or either his manager. It's either one or the other. There's no just in between, we cool, I go out and do what I got to do. As long as she getting that check, it ain't no complaints. That's what you think, until she start getting that money, and that's not enough. See, a woman needs love, security, financially, emotionally, and physically. She needs you to be there. She needs you to pay for it. And she needs you to defend her. And she needs your advice. There's a lot of women out here don't know what the hell they're doing. They wish they had a man to step up and say, baby, I'm not going to take care of it. I'm going to take care of that. Don't worry about it. But they don't. And like I said, you don't know a woman's past. You don't know if she watched her daddy beat on her mama. She don't know if she watched boyfriends or men beat on her sisters. So she has a wall set up to protect her from you and your BS. Even though you might not be that dude, you might be her knight in shining armor, but she does not know that because she has not learned to deal with her own insecurities, learned to love herself in order to love you so you can shine as a man. I ain't never seen a man shine on his own without a woman, but I wanted to say a black woman, but I know we got different people from different cultures listening in. But it's just period. We need to start uplifting our women. And watch, I ain't never lived in a household where the woman was mad, the husband was cool, and the kids were happy. When the woman's happy, the man's usually satisfied, the kids are fine. We need to start looking at these bases. Stop looking at Maury. Women, stop watching Maury and Cheaters and Jerry Springer and thinking that's your man. That is not your man. Your
Cheaters
man is not doing
worst,
what
man.
All these people are doing. You got to get that off your head.
To jack in on that right there, right there, what you just said, right there, that these shows and what you invest in your time into watching, ladies, we can take something small. We can see a picture of a man standing on the side with his arms crossed, folded, and the girl over in the corner crying. If automatically, we think that this man did something to this woman. We don't have to see what happened, but we make this up in our mind, and then we'll say, well, you know what? My man did this, and so that's my man right there. That's why I don't...
Mm-hmm.
I don't take the time out to indulge in worldly things. I don't have time. I don't want to take the time out to indulge in negative things because, let me tell you something, it will mess up your whole day, your relationship, your life, your professionalism, because you're looking at this Maury mess, Jerry Springer, Cheaters, Housewives, Love and Hip Hop, which ain't got nothing to do with hip hop. And you thinking to yourself, oh, this is how my man is, too. There are things that you can probably relate to and say, oh, I have seen this before. I have been through this before with somebody else, but that ain't your somebody right now.
Mm-hmm.
It's so important for us to see that. Now, as a queen, you know, when I was in a relationship, I looked at him as this is my king. I'm his queen. We take care of this kingdom together. I know we are a man and woman, and this is a house, but I look at my situation upgraded even more. Now, at that time, was he able to see that and see how I looked at him, how I respected him, how I encouraged him, how I motivate him? No. But once, like Jay Big said, remove yourself from that situation. Since I have removed myself from that situation because I love me more than I love men and I love my God more than I love this man, he has now realized how much of a valuable asset I was to this company or to this kingdom. Now all of his stuff is falling. You can't get nothing right. You got laid off. Now your business is going down. See what happens because you should have took the time to realize how bright I was able, or the woman, because I feel like the man is the sun, the woman is the moon. The man rise. He starts the day. The woman sets the night. Now that you've seen that your night is not set, you barely sleeping, you going through it.
Mm-hmm.
But just because you were so busy looking at outside other things that has nothing to do. It was no fruit. You was too busy indulging in weeds in your garden. You allow
the garden.
Yeah, in the garden, you allow other people and other things to come and destroy your garden.
Your temple.
Yeah.
And,
your
trees, and
we
I'm sorry.
No,
I'm sorry, David.
Go ahead.
No, that's what I was stating earlier about two people in a relationship growing. If you know this, now this ain't it, I understand the message, and this is what I'd like to get across also with the strong message of it is hurting you more to be in a relationship that is not healthy than it's helping you. Realize that by any means, if you are in a relationship and you don't feel like you're excelling in life, you need to get out of that relationship and get your stuff straight. But
this is the
but in that situation for the men, and there's a lot of us, especially African-American men, because we really didn't have nothing but our mothers. We never had a father, so we want to love. We want that love and attention from our women as they were our mothers, but we want the respect of the father. But we don't know what that respect is because we never had the example. So we always pitting against our women before what we think is respect. No, I'm going to drive the car. No, don't put them flowers up on the rearview mirror because I got to drive and feeding it to the ego because you think you're the dominant. Now, this is what I'm saying. If you got a queen like Diva and going through her situation, you're supposed to be growing along with her, not just going on for the ride. If you are going to eventually separate, you needed to be stronger coming out of that situation, understanding the passion that this individual has for you. Obviously, I can never show you the love that I don't have in me to give to myself. So while you praising me and basically spoiling me because you have found love within me, not really fully understand. And the problem is a lot of our women learn to love themselves in relationship with men that aren't loving them. See, they figure out that I don't have the love. So I have to create my own love. I have to find my own passion and do things that I like to do. And I have to, you know, the women start changing up and they start becoming less clingy to you. They don't want to hug and kiss you so much no more. That's because when they were trying to give it to you, you were turning your back. But what I'm saying is, even if you depart from a situation like this, men, don't just run out and get the next thing, walk in, you know, that'll toot it up for you or whatever. Learn from this situation. Understand how she was trying to build you and then finish the job. Build yourself, because the next time you enter into a relationship, you're going to just be more, if not even more, abusive to this individual who has probably been in an abusive relationship. And abusive doesn't have to be physically. It can be verbally. It can be mentally. It can be all types of abuse. It can be through the children, you know, tell your mama I don't want to do the, using the children to pick back and forth. Don't never use your children for anything. I don't care if the house is burning down. The children need to think it's a sunny day outside. Don't never let your children, if you can help it, don't never let your children see that, because you're damaging them. They don't understand that. And I hate to, I know it's a fact that we have to deal with, but I hate when people say, oh, you can be a good daddy and not be with her. Oh, you can be a good mama and not be with her. What is the point of being a mother and a father if you're not combining the union to raise those kids? There's nowhere in human history where it was okay. Nowhere in human history where it was okay for the mother to be on one side of the planet and the father to be on the other. Nowhere in human history has a child grown up in a positive, productive manner other than having to deal with, well, my father wasn't it, so I'm going to be, that's a harsh reality to give a child. My daddy was on crack. My mother was doing drugs, so now I got to do better because of that. What type of influence? Do you really want your child fighting through life like that?
I want to interject on that, because you definitely right. To me, ladies, knock it off by trying to keep these fathers away from their kids. Bottom line, knock it off. I don't care if y'all broke up, he got somebody pregnant, and you decided to still be with him. That is just bottom line. You still decided to be with him, and y'all in his relationship. If you can't hack it, get your jacket. Get up out of there, because you did wrong by sitting there and complaining about, oh, you want to go see her and why she can't drop the baby off over here. And this is, that's daytime. That's daytime. You are supposed to encourage him being with his child and around his child. That's not your baby. Now, if he decides at any given time to bring the child around, you know, as far as the newborn, you got to let this thing grow. Because guess what? he didn't got her pregnant and probably wasn't in love with her or whatever the case may be, or they split, they separated, whatever, and now y'all together. You have to deal with this because you chose to be in a relationship with him. But you need to be a queen about this. Don't get mad because the baby didn't come over the first couple of months or whatever. This is supposed to be a natural thing that happens when you are around this child. Think about your own kid. Would you just take your kid and just bring it around just anybody? And then you got to think about the mother, too. She probably going through postpartum depression. Hell, yeah, she mad. You know, yes, she hurt. And now I just had a baby by this man, and me and him ain't together. I'm still in love with him. I just had his child. I have been impregnated for 10 months. I have been growing his seed, a part of him and me, for 10 months. He is a part of me. And now that the baby is out, he's still a part of me. But there has to be communication, and that's where it comes in on the man part. The man has to say, look, I love you. You my child's mother. I am here to take care of my child, and this is what I'm here for. I do not have romantic feelings for you, and I do not see myself being in a relationship with you. I have a lady. I love her. I'm going to be with her. This is where we at. You got to put your child's mother in check. And you got to put your girl in check. And the family should be able to come together as one. Because guess what? We family. We are family now. That baby, we have to work for this child now. It's not about us.
Mm-hmm.
If you're getting to the point, and this is how you know, a complaining woman is a selfish woman. A complaining man is a selfish man. That's so selfish, ladies. Knock it off because you bitter because you got with this man, didn't know too much about him, laid down with him and let him slash in your tuna, and now you having a baby, and now you want to picket fence? You ain't even take the time out to, some women didn't take the time out to even see if he had if he was in a relationship or if a man break up with a woman. You so thirsty trying to be with him that you don't realize they broke up, what, a couple of weeks ago or whatever, and you thirsty, you want to make your man, his heart still belongs to her. And to tell you the truth, a lot of times it takes 45 to 90 days to break a habit. Give yourself some time. But ladies, we cannot try to block or intercept a relationship with the child. If he ain't beating on you, if he ain't beating on your kids, if he ain't coming around drunk up and sauced up and causing danger, you have no right to keep him from his kids. That child support ain't nothing. Quality time is priceless. Child support ain't nothing at the end of the day. It ain't doing nothing but separating y'all because you're thinking about money. But if you use your head and use your common sense, because my son's father passed away, he drowned when my son was 1.5. And I had already made it up in my mind before he even passed away that no matter what happens between me and David, I'm going to build this his character, who he was up as a great man to my son. And still to this day, he can be proud of his father. He takes honor in who his father was and who he still is today in my spirit. But it's too many of these. I know you get hurt. I know it burns sometimes or whatever, but you got to separate your own personal feelings and move aside and don't do. My mother did that with me, with my father. I'm 31 years old, and my father still don't know how to have a conversation with me. I text him every day and tell him I love him. And it hurts because, and he can barely talk to me, like really talk to me, because he is still dealing with the pain and the shame of not being there 31 years ago. I'm over it, but I love him. I love him wholeheartedly, even though I've seen him a couple of times. But you should not do that. You should keep all these electronics that we have, Skype, telephone, text, or whatever. It's about building that relationship and keeping that relationship intact. If this man is not beating on you or causing you any type of physical pain, then you should not let a green piece of paper separate y'all. If he ain't got no job, guess what? He can still come over and be childcare. He can still come over and spend some quality time. He is still the teacher of the child, just like you is the teacher and the protector of the child. He has that right. Who do you think you are to take that away? Because you fucking bitter. Knock it off.
Pardon the F bombs. We getting a little heated, you know what I'm saying? We way overdue for the music break, so we stepping games up, striking nerves, stepping on toes, you know what I'm saying? Getting a little hot and bothered under the collar, but you know, long story short, you know what I'm saying? I'm gonna sum that up right there. We just gotta change, people. We gotta change. Start with you, start inside of you, start making changes, and you know what I mean? Everything, you got to change yourself or you can even change the world, you know. So, I mean, that's where it starts at. Speaking of change, you know, we coming up on the second hour. We going to get into this music break. I'm going to play this Jaheim. It's called I've Changed. So, y'all check this out.
Hey, yeah.
I'm not falling out like I used to.
Oh, no.
I don't do the things that used to know.
The Guru of Viral Marketing.
PR, marketing, and promotion packages available for your brand. Everybody is balling on a budget. Future Google will handle all your viral marketing, Twitter account management, website design, IAP, and more. Future is ready. Let's go. Call Future Guru, 908-202-1501. Email futureguru100@gmail.com or twitter.com/futureguru100. Let's go.
He's doing what he do. He's feeling like he feels. He's killing who we want to. So you know the black is real. Mama always told me every day like this. Better watch the politicians trying to sweep your niggas dead.
Government G, get caught rat trapping, then it all on lawyer B. But I was born in it, we out of red.
What's going on, you guys? It's your girl Diva Ebony B. Are you tired of being a worker bee and ready to be the boss? The time is now to contact DMV staffing and put yourself in the driver's seat. Follow Lyndon Greer on Twitter at LG's Time. That's LGSTIME. And start making your own hours and seeing real financial growth and freedom through your hard work. Also, be sure to go to www.dmvstaffing.com. Again, that's www.dmvstaffing.com.
Big shout out to my boy Lyndon Greer over there at DMVstaffing.com. You know what I mean? He was on the show, I don't think that was 2 weeks ago. He was on there, and he did his thing, man. He was telling us about, you know, just putting people to work, you know, and I don't want to harp on it, but if you can get paid to tweet, that's the biggest thing I took out of that, you know. But it's a real big opportunity for people, especially those who are not working. So slide over there, dmvstaffing.com. You know, he supports what we doing over here and Step Your Game on Saturdays. I am Space AJ, beamed up. My girl Ebony B, the diva in the building. Tony, you live on the air. Step Your Game Up Saturdays.
Tony, what's up, people? What's going on, man?
Okay, yeah, we was having some technical difficulties before. I was sitting there screaming, Tony, come on, Tony. Wait, I'm on mute. That's why he can't hear me. Okay, yeah.
I was eating at the same time and watching TV. My bad.
Yeah, there you go, right there. The dude. With the chick that's looking for him in the daytime with the flashlight, he's sitting there watching TV, everything he's not supposed to be doing, everything.
Oh, snap.
Man, yeah, I bring the man Tony in just in time. You know, we're going to get back to this discussion, like, what does a man need from his woman, you know what I mean? And I'm going to pick up with verse 9, you know, verse 9 is really important, ladies, it's really, really, really important. You know, let me read it off to you. It says, after the man is saying that, you know where I'm going to be at, by, you know, and basically sum up. He was saying, you know, miss, excuse me, ma, you know where I'm going to be at, my lady, my queen, everything. He goes on and says, you, my love, verse 9, you, my love, excite men as a mare excites the stallions of Pharaoh's chariots. Your hair is beautiful upon your cheeks and falls along your neck like jewels. But we will make for you a chain of gold with ornaments of silver. So it's three powerful little bars right there where he's basically paying compliments to his woman's looks. And I want to segue that into the next portion of what we're talking about, what a man needs from his woman. Ladies, it's real simple. My man, your man, he needs you to look good. And when I say look good, I mean go get your hair done. You know what I mean? Look, do something nice with, look nice, look presentable. You know what I mean? When I say presentable, I don't mean have 8 colors of strands of hair in your head that ain't natural. I mean whatever it is natural, do it up. You know, make it nice, make it good. You know, don't no man want to walk out the house and his chick look like Raggedy Ann, you know what I mean, or whatever, you know. Don't nobody want to do that. If you wasn't born in a trash can like Oscar the Grouch, why should you look like that? You understand what I'm saying? It's more to it than just your hair, you know. And honestly, I'm a dig a little bit deeper than the surface. How many? I mean, I know it's a lot of ladies out there. How many of y'all, you know, you got your man? And, you know, y'all been together for X amount of time, and you going to sleep now, and you got your flannel pajamas on with your shopping cap, your shower cap on, you know what I mean, or your head scarf. What happened to the lace teddy? What happened to the silk teddy or the lingerie or the skimpy little thing with your tail hanging out the back? Like, what happened to that? Or the thing with the low-cut joint with the... Where your what did the lady say? My man, the next part where the lady was talking about in this verse, he's saying, you know, my man, he's gonna lay between my breasts. You don't even, your man can't even lay between your breasts because your breast is all covered up and locked up like a bank vault over there. It's locked, thing is locked up with them weapons of mass destruction guarding it. You know, your man can't even lay between your breasts. You know what I mean? Ladies, this is what a man needs. A man needs to lay between them breasts. I think I touched on it last week. A man needs to lay, I'm being real, y'all. A man needs to lay between his woman's breasts. There's something about that laying right there where that heartbeat against the side of your head and that warmth and that comfort feeling, that hug, that's, I honestly, I might get a lot of feedback and flack for this. That's right up there with, like, hugging and kissing your mama, as far as I'm concerned. Like, you need that. Your fiber of your being, a man needs that, ladies. So why are you going to bed with your flannel on? Like, you cold. You ain't cold. If it's cold in your bedroom and you sleeping with a man and y'all sleeping together, you doing something wrong. There's something wrong with you. Ain't no reason why you should go to bed cold and acting like it's you sleeping in the Arctic Circle in Alaska or something, or like you in the igloo. Only people that should be sleeping with all their clothes on is Eskimos. You should be sleeping natural. If you can do that, you know, if it doesn't bother you.
I will contest to saying that this is true, that your man will change. Like, he will be surprised. He will get excited. Let me say that. I went one time, and it was just time for me to get new pajamas, period. I wanted to get silk black pajamas, the pants with the bottoms and the top. I bought some new panties. I got some new lotion from Bath Body Beyond, a little work, and I came home. I cleaned up my house, but I was just doing it for me. I got my bottle of Moscato. I got the new panties. I got the black silk jumpy. Put my hair up in a nice little bun and clip, and I just had my bottle after I cleaned the house. And he was on fire. He couldn't stop touching me and carrying on. I was like, what's going on with you? This is like
Take notes.
Shout out to my man Slate, man. Slate, you know, my man D Slate, who, you know, was tuned in. Shout out to him, man. This is a grown and sexy show, so, you know what I mean? I meant to warn him before, like, this is going to be a grown and sexy show. So, yeah, you know, that's what I just wanted to jump in with that. Like, yeah, it's grown and sexy tonight.
But, ladies, it does make a big change when you put that extra effort like we did in the beginning of, you know, taking that extra time to lotion down, taking that extra time to paint the toenails and get the toes and nails done, and, you know, just get in the bed, like, little, you know, a little book or a little, whatever you do, you know, but your man, and you do it in front of him. When you finish cleaning the house, you lay out the panties, you lay out the pajamas, you go take your bath or whatever, your milk bath, and when you come back, you lotion down, let him help you, put it on. He's watching. He's always watching out of the corner of his eye, but if you haven't done that in a long time, I would suggest for you to do it, because he's right. Men, y'all want the sexy panties, y'all want the soft skin, you want the makeup, the light makeup or the lip gloss or whatever. You want to get back to the sexy how you was when we was going to bed in the beginning.
When your man was courting you,
yes.
You did everything to impress that man. It was like going for a job interview. You know what I mean? You went in there, you had your best everything on, you were talking like you don't normally talk, you know what I mean? You was using words you ain't never used before, and everything was perfect, right? Now all of a sudden you're comfortable, you know, your hair ain't, you ain't never going to bed with your head down, you know what I mean? Your lipstick got dust around it because you don't use it, your makeup don't ever get open, I mean, you know, or you got the little long tee on and whatnot, and you ain't letting no skin show. Ladies, like to be honest, honestly, I'm tell you from a man perspective, real talk, ladies. That's some scary stuff for me. Like when I see the lingerie come out, and when I say scary, I mean scary in a good way. Like it puts kind of a nervousness in the guy. Like, you know, you like, wow, you know, oh man, like it's going down. You know, you start, it's an anxiety. That's what I'm looking for. You want to put anxiety in a man, like make him want something like really, really bad. Like he ain't never, that's what you need to do. You know what I mean? If you want your man to be home with you at 5 a.m., you might want to put on something that'll make him want to be there. You see what I mean? And, you know, on that note, man, you know, I got the R&B King Tony Lyric on the line, you know, so I know you got some insight. You know, you could tell me, like, what you want to have happen in this situation.
Hey, I mean, hey, Diva, man, she was giving out some good information. I hope the women was like, they had their pen and notepads out, like just taking down, you know, notes, because that's going to help, you know what I mean? Like, I mean, and then with you, just to go on what you were saying about the whole, the head thing at night, like they'll pick the dirtiest, like greasied up, like you just put on, and you're like, what's going on? Like you've been frying chicken or something, like you sleeping in that. And it, to me, that's a turn off.
Yeah, you know, turning your man off and whatnot.
But
yeah, go ahead. I mean,
as far as me and a woman, man, yeah, I mean, you gotta keep yourself up, man. You gotta look sexy, and like you gotta do something once in a while to, in my opinion, like just to spice the relationship up, man, because it will go stale ASAP real fast. So you gotta just like keep it spiced up, man, and like, you know, a little lingerie and stuff like that, just to keep it exciting so it won't get boring. Because I mean, that's like the number one reason why most men do they whatever, you know, you gotta keep it spiced up, huh?
Matter of fact, let me put it in. Let me paint the picture for y'all. Let me go back in the verse right here, verse 10. It says, "Your hair is beautiful upon your cheeks." In other words, your hair is not in a bun. It's not tied in no ponytail. It says it falls along your neck. So the woman's hair, he's describing his woman, the hair's down, you know what I mean? And now don't get it twisted. You know, your hair gets hot. It's, you know, long hair gets hot. It rubs against your neck and whatnot. And, you know, in the summer, in the spring, it get a little hot, sweaty, and everything. So, no, you can't do that all the time. what I'm saying is I want to put a strong emphasis and put strong implication on that this woman did this, right? And she was only with her man. Like, she was in the company of just her and her man, and her man is saying, you know, your hair is down, you know what I mean, you're beautiful, your hair falls along your cheeks and along your neck. And then he goes on to say, I will make for you a chain of gold with silver ornaments. Baby, I will give you jewels, I'll give you whatever, because you look right now. You know what I mean? That's where it's at. That's where you need to be, women. Make your man. Go ahead, I'm sorry.
It's a known fact that men are physical beings, and women, we need to realize that we're physical beings too, but we're more tied to the emotional. But men are physical beings, and it's a known fact. Let's talk smell, just to help ladies give them some tips. Mango, linen, cherry, and tropical fruit is definitely a turn on. And mint, believe it or not, these smells trigger something within the male that cause them to be aroused or to give attention. Cucumber, these fresh scents, it does something to their hormones or to their mind. It signals something. So when you get that, you know, that cherry blossom, I'm a cherry blossom diva. I like the Japanese cherry blossom. You know, and I paid attention because when I was out with my dude at that time and we was out shopping, and I was like, oh, babe, what you think about this thing? And I was picking out since he was like, oh, yeah, that one right there. Take note that he likes this scent and use it. Not all the time, but, you know, make it special. Especially at least 3 times out of a week, you should be doing something especially for him. At night, in the morning, cooking breakfast or whatever. But just a couple of tips about scent, especially when you're getting sexy at night. Because like they say, lady in the street, you know, freaking a sheet. At night is when most likely you're doing your 1-2. But you want to take your time with your man. Get sensual. Lotion one another. You know, and have that nightie on or whatever, or have that gown on or whatever. And tease him until he just grab you like, look, let's go. Let's go. You done tease me enough. You done kiss me enough. You done hug me enough. Let's make this happen. It's just the fact of keeping him intrigued. The same thought that you had in the beginning when you decided to say, this is my man and I want to get intimate with him. You cooked that dinner. You fed him. You lit the candles in that room. You know, you had it all laid out. Made a love mix CD. All the preparation that you did in the beginning, you have to do it in the midst of the relationship. And do it. Don't tell them that you want to do it. Just like, okay, I know baby worked a whole 8-hour day. When he get home, I'm going to run him some bath water. Matter of fact, I'm going to go out and get him a robe and get his initials on it. The detail stuff. Or get King on the back of his robe. That's if he deserves it. Now, Jay Rizzo, now let me thank you. That's
you got to get personal. If he deserves it.
If he ain't been doing what he's supposed to been doing, he don't deserve to wear the king robe. But if he's been very hardworking, very supportive, and he's been putting in that time like you've been putting in that time, that and he deserves it. And ladies, when we want something, don't get frustrated and say, why you don't do this? Why you don't do that? It's this Fuego, they got these little UOB tickets, and I thought it was so cool. So what you do, you want to go to the dollar store or whatever, get you a receipt book or get you a little invoice book, and you want to write up an invoice for what you want, a massage, movie night, cooking dinner, and you say, baby, you put it in an envelope, and write his name on it. Get your best lip gloss. Close it up and kiss it on the back. And leave it for him. Put his name on it and leave it for him. And when he open it up, he gonna be like, oh, this is a ticket. You owe me ticket for a makeout session or for a back massage. You know what he gonna do with that? Because he think it's so sweet. And spray that perfume or that spray on it too that he likes so much. Spray a little bit of that on it. He going to take it. He going to put it in his wallet. He going to keep it with him. Here, look what my booby did today. You didn't have to say nothing. You said it in words, and now he's taking it with him throughout that day, and he remembers that he owe you. And then you let him know, put on the bottom of that ticket. You need to pay this ticket by this time, which is his day off. The little cute stuff like that.
And if you don't pay it by that time, you're going to court. You're going
that's
to court.
Right. Pay it by the time you have
you on probation.
And you're going to have to see the judge, and it'll be even more creative to go get you a robe. So when he come home, you standing behind like a little bitch with a robe on.
These are getting too creative with this. These are getting super creative. Good grief.
I'm
just sitting there listening like, okay.
Even relationship, Tony on the zone looking like, hey, man, I got my notepad out. You know what I mean? We about to start tonight.
Yeah, and I think that's what happens with, that's why we women, we start nagging and we start complaining because we like, oh, you don't love me the way that you used to. You don't call me how you used to. You don't text me how you used to. Mm. You don't do this. When your man starts getting comfortable, you got to get creative.
Yeah.
So what I just said.
These relationships don't never get old. That's
no,
don't always fresh.
I like to do stuff, but believe it or not, you can be doing all those creative things, and sometimes it don't work out. And ladies, sometimes it ain't going to work out. And you're going to start to be able to realize that the man that you're with or that you have been with is not the man that he used to be. Try to give him an option to step it up. But if he don't, you got to take all that good loving, keep it for yourself, move on, and just and save it for somebody who's going to really be able to appreciate great things.
You know, I mean, it's funny that you mentioned that. I'm going to skip down to verse 15. You know, it plays right into what you were saying, Diva. Verse 15 of the same chapter, Song of Solomon, is what I'm reading from. The man goes on to say, after the woman has spoke, crazy words and whatnot. I'm not even going to go. That's revisit. Y'all got to go back and listen to last week's show because that was crazy. The man goes on to speak, verse 15. He says, how beautiful you are, my love. How your eyes shine with love. You know what I mean? And I'm going to touch on that for a second. Ladies, I'm going to make a point. What you need to do, and Diva had mentioned it earlier, what you need to do and what he's stressing it is how your eyes shine with love. You know what I mean? So almost, it's kind of almost seeming unfair for me to say this, but you need to, even when you don't feel like it, you need to love your man.
Mm.
You know what I mean? You got to love this dude all the days of your life. You know what I mean? You got to stay loving this dude. I'm talking about when this Negro get on your nerves. You know what I mean? When he get on your nerves, when he don't do the thing that you want to do or the thing that you want him to do the right way or whatever, you know, you love the dude anyway. You know, honestly, truthfully, a man will he'll see stuff like that. He sees, you know, I find myself all the time, I'm saying, you know I'm not perfect, you know, and whatnot. It has nothing to do with me doing dirt or anything like that against my woman. It's just sometimes I know we all fall short of the glory. And
yeah.
I know I fall short of my woman's expectations, just like she's going to fall short of some of mine. But when you look at that, when you look at that man and you say, baby, I love you anyway, ain't nothing but love, ain't nothing but good things going to come out of that. When you come home, if you working, ladies, if you got a job, if you got kids with this man, when you come home and you cook that meal for this man or whatever, and you don't, you know, you work your 8 hours and you don't feel like cooking because they worked you like a slave in the office, you know, all day long, and you come home and you cook that meal for that man and you treat him like a king anyway, ladies, if that man can't catch a break to save his life, he's been looking for a job for the longest and they just can't hire him for some reason,
yeah,
and he comes home and you say, baby, it'll be okay, you're still my king, you look at him with them, with that love in your eyes, even when he's at his lowest point. Because see, ladies, I'm going to let you in on a little secret, something that not just me, any man, every single man struggles with, is a sense of having self-worth. That's what men struggle with. That's our little Achilles heel. We have to feel like we're valuable. We got to feel like we're worth something in society, in our relationships, in our jobs, in our marriages, with our kids, anything. Even the little bum dude like J. Real said that, you know, he value his bag of weed. What do you think is going to happen when he can't get that bag of weed? He's going to feel worthless. You see what I mean? That bag of weed, the fact that he can't secure that $20 bag of weed or that $10 bag of weed, he's going to feel worthless. He's going to be at his lowest point at that point. And that's pretty damn low, if you want to be honest. That's pretty low. I can't get a $10 bag of weed. That's low. That's as low as it's going to get.
I think that you should be realizing if you can't afford a $10 bag of weed, you should be smoking no daggone way. You know what I'm saying? Like, get your priorities right. You know what I'm saying? If you can't afford a $10 bag of weed, then you need to really look about what you're doing, where your savings at, where your money at, what's your income, boo? Especially if you got no, you're supposed to be able to supply your own habit. If you can't supply your own habit and fund it, then you don't need to smoke. I'm just saying.
That's definitely true, you know, but even still, that man got he got some things to work out. But my point is, ladies, don't kick that man when he's down, if he got his little habit and whatnot and whatnot. Help him do better. Help him overcome that. Help him get himself together. Don't kick that man in his nuts while he laying on the ground. You know what I mean? He already on the ground.
Listen, if he's smoking up the grocery money, I'm putting
the
foot. I'm sorry.
Well, yeah, I can't say nothing about
that's
that.
Too much.
Fellas, I tried, fellas, I tried.
But you know, if
that,
I could give you...
Go ahead, go ahead.
The bills. Listen, if you smoking up the milk
money,
and I'm
talking
about
cereal
in the morning,
I'm putting
the foot.
Let me go to the phone line again real quick. We got 972 in the line. Let me get the...
Hey,
972, you in the building. Oh, dope ass.
What
hey.
Do? Yeah. Dope music in the building.
Dope ass. No S's, no C's. In the building.
Hey, what's up, man? It's Step Your Game Up Saturdays, you know what I'm saying, where we feed your mind. And...
Yeah, my fault. That was funny.
Yeah, I mean, hey, because, you know, most people trying to feed their tummy, trying to feed their mind on Step Your Game Up. I mean, hey, don't leave the 8 to go down to the 6, you know what I'm saying?
Mm.
If you don't leave the 8, go to the 9, you know what I'm saying?
Mm.
Hey, what it do, Jesus?
Hey, man, oh, I'm sorry, I thought you said my name, my bad.
Hey,
nobody care about you, Jay.
I invited you to the Google video, the hangout, the Google hangout, and Tony Lyrics, I'm about to invite y'all to you, so y'all should come over and hang out with me over here in the chat.
Yeah, jump in there, join the people's chat on Google Plus. It's the people's chat, you know what I'm saying? It's only for exclusive members, so you got to have a Us or Nothing club card to jump in our hangout and our chat on Google Plus, you know, because we sitting here looking at grills and everything, and some people don't need their grill to go out in public in the daytime. Some people need to put their grill away.
Hey, Tony Lyrics, do me a favor and add your email address so I can add you to the VIP room over here on Step Your Game Up Saturday.
All right, cool.
Yeah, dope ass. Yeah, we sitting in, we breaking down, you know, relationships, what a man need from a woman, and you know, we basically, you know, we talking about I'm reading out a Song of Solomon, a book from the Bible, the Song of Solomon, and you know, I'm basically just breaking it down, you know, by according to what this man is telling this woman. Earlier, you know, we touched on just let me see if I can scroll back up. We touched on the man just needing the understanding, you know, from his woman. Like, ladies, don't be looking for your man in the daytime with a flashlight. You know what I mean? Don't be, you know, jumping all in this case or whatever. You know, if you pick them right, you know, trust him. Give him his little room. Let him do whatever he need to do. Go to work, whatever he do. You know, let him do that. But don't be, you know, grilling him. And we also talked about how, you know, men tend to just need the woman to come to bed, you know, looking appropriate, you know, not wearing that flannel pajamas that button up in the front, you know what I'm saying? Come to bed with the teddy on, with the lace teddy, with the silk, whatever, the silk negligee, and, you
the
know,
black
the
top and black bottom, that works.
The drawers that unbutton from the bottom or something, you know, to come to bed with that on.
Yeah. You want dope ass music to participate in this discussion. You must want to hear.
Yeah, we a little grown and sexy tonight.
Well, dope ass got that R&S, man. Dope ass music got that
real
R&S.
Real Negro stuff, man. Come on, man.
hey, so let me say something on this, man.
Uh-oh.
Women, if you want to keep your man, there's three things you got to do. It's real simple. It's real simple. Number one, you got to love him. You got to trust him. And you got to bleep him. Why don't you do them three things?
Bleep him. Bleep means you got to put it down.
Yeah, you got to
give him some of that garden. We call it the garden.
You got
to let him play in the garden.
Yeah, let's play in the garden. You know what I'm saying? Like Quincy Jones back on the block. You got to let him play in the garden. Shout out to El DeMarge and, you know what I'm saying, and Barry White on that song. I mean, but no, that's the real stuff. Because women, if you put it down and you make your man feel like he know what he got, a good dude is going to come back home. He's not going to mess over you for nothing. Not his homeboys, not nothing. He will be back home promptly at 9 p.m. and be looking forward to you. Now, if you don't do it right, that's why your man coming home at 12:17 a.m., 2:22 a.m. Hell, he might not leave the strip club until damn near 6 a.m. So, trust me, if you're doing it right, he's going to be home at 9 p.m. faithfully. Except for maybe a Saturday. Except for a Saturday, he might go out. From Monday through Friday, he's coming home.
Matter of fact,
touch on right there is faith. Like you said, Saturday. Ladies, we got to give our men faith. Give it to them. Leave him alone. Let him go do his thing. Let him go work on his projects or whatever. Faith does so much for a relationship. I mean, seriously. It does so much for a relationship for us to be apart from each other. It helps us to really be able to appreciate each other in a more spiritual and emotional way because we're not physically connected or we don't have any physical attractions that's blocking our view. So it's great for us to give our men their space. You get busy doing what you need to do. Let him get busy doing what he needs to do. And in the middle of the day or within a week, he's going to say, wow, where my boo at? It's that comfort. It's that warmth. He's going to realize that your presence ain't been around. And then he's going to be like, ah, man, where my baby at? He's going to call you on the phone, boo, where you at? What you doing? Oh, you know, I'm just kicking it with the family, doing my diva thing, baby. What's up? You good? When you coming home, I'll be there in a minute. You good? Take the chicken out. I'll kick it when I get there. It's about, you know, giving him his space and giving him miss you time. He needs time to miss you. If you at home when he left, and you get at home, you sit on the couch with your hands folded with a scarf on your head like, yeah, what's up, nigga? How you doing? You ladies, do you want to come home to that? I want to come home to that. I want to come home to being embraced. Hey, queen. I want him to be able to see me, and I want that smile like he see me for the first time. Like, glow. That's what you want.
Man, I'm a piggyback off what Dope Ass says. You know what I mean. Point number three, you gotta let him play in the garden. You know what I'm saying? I'm gonna expound upon that because we're talking to the ladies real quick. I'm gonna expound upon that for a second. Ladies, let your man play in the garden, but let him pick whatever herb and spice he wanna pick. You see what I mean? It's his garden. It's his garden. Let him pick whatever plant. Vegetable, herb, whatever. Let him pick them all if you want to. Don't be trying to say, well, you can't have the peas. You can only mess with the watermelons. Don't touch the carrot because the corn. You know what I mean? It's his garden. Your body is his. His body is yours. Y'all are each other's. Let him do what he's going to do as long as you're comfortable. Now, if you got a deep down in your heart like in your stomach something just don't feel right, then you know that. Other than that, that would be forced. If
yeah,
you ain't forcing it,
there's some men out there who like to go through the back door. And
damn, and I'm not saying that.
Yeah.
I'm not saying that. You ain't got to do that. You ain't get that from me.
You know
you did
what,
not
man?
Get that from me.
This is Jay Real. What's up, dope? I didn't get a chance to say what's up, but
hey, what's up, Jay Real? I didn't even know you was on the line, man. Hey, what's up?
Oh man, I'm
do,
a silent
man?
Killer, man, until I get to talking. But what I wanted to reiterate is that as far as another thing is, all this can be possible if your security, if your woman is secure. See, a lot of women are insecure. A lot of women didn't have children. They don't like the way their body looks. They feel uncomfortable with their own selves. So
yeah,
for them to make themselves presentable to you, it's just not going to happen. There's a lot of, and what I say is, I know that we're supposed to be on the subject of what the women are doing for the men, but men, encourage your women to hit the gym. Go buy yourself a couple's gym pass or get her up there. Or when you decide to go work out with the homies, don't go work out with the homies. Take your girl. Say, baby, let's go run, you know, a little bit at a time, or let's go walk and stuff like that. Get her feeling herself so she can turn around and feel you. A lot of times you're not going to get none. She is coming she coming to bed with more clothes than she had on before she even got home.
Damn, man, yeah.
And that's because
she didn't take anything off.
She don't like what she look at. When she get out the shower, she's not in the shower so long, per se, getting herself ready for the night. She's looking in that mirror like, damn, I don't like the way my titties is hanging in. I got to do something about this fat and all this other type of stuff. And you need to encourage a woman and let her know, look, baby, it shouldn't be about the look, but you shouldn't have a problem. That's your woman, that's your queen. You shouldn't have a problem saying, baby, you know what? I think we need to work on the triceps and biceps. And don't just call her fat, call her ugly, and expect her to go on, because now you brought her self-esteem down another notch. But encourage her by maybe not just telling her, hey, baby, you looking a little pudgy around the edges, but one day y'all got some off time. Instead of going to the movies and eating that fat-ass $50 dinner that you think she wants, take her somewhere with, you know, take her, you know, I hate to be as meeker, but for them cats who ain't got that money like that, and you in a relationship, especially if you ain't got no kids, take your girl to the YMCA, jump in the pool, do a few laps, splash her with some water, get that feeling going again to where when y'all on the way home, them eyes you were talking about, when you look over, it's a girl and she just googly-eyed at you again, that'll make a nigga stand up like a flat deck. Your nigga ain't got no job, look at that nigga, show him some love. That nigga get up and go rob somebody to get you what you need. You make the man, you set the platform. If you got a nigga that's just
man, you on fire.
All you want to do is play games all day. It's something. I'm not saying it's not something wrong with him, but it's something wrong with you that man don't want to get up and go do for you. It's something wrong. It's something that he's not getting from you because he don't want to get up and go do nothing for you. And then women, stop playing into your man's ego. That man, he can get his black ass up, or white ass up, or Hispanic ass up, and go make that $10 to get that bag. You see the nigga sitting at home all day, you know he going through it, and then you slide him $10 for a bag. Okay, that's cool, but when every day he coming like, baby, I need that 10. Baby, I need that 10. Baby, I need that 10. And you indulging, you feeding that, you basically pacifying him. You're treating him as if his mother would, and you don't need to do that. Nigga come into relationships with no draw. Don't buy none. He'll get up and get some. Trust me, niggas ain't finna walk around with no drawers on.
Like, look, I am saying, look, leave your homie dirty. Look, see, don't buy nothing. Let the homie dirty. Listen, real Kim said it. Don't never go down unless the nigga's fat.
Damn. Ladies, it don't cost no money. Hit the floor, do some sit-ups, some crunches. Your man come in the house after a day of work or a day of hustling, whatever the hell he's doing, he might have been kicking it with the homie. See, you doing some sit-ups on it, he going to think one of two things. Either my baby trying to get right for me or herself, or she trying to get right for somebody else. And then you really need to get on point. Because if your woman ain't worked out in 2 years, and all of a sudden she want to go work out, look her best, and she not paying attention to you, then you know it's problems going on. You know, be there before somebody else do. You know what I'm saying? And ladies, do your thing. You know, do you, like they saying, be... Be the beautiful woman, be the attractive woman we met when we was first trying to crack you, when we was like, you know, sneaking out to do this or trying to make ends meet so we could have to take you to the room and all this
he
other type of stuff.
Out.
Do the same stuff you was doing then. Don't get comfortable with the and then start looking at the dude like, oh nigga, I ain't got to do shit for you no more. These sweats is good enough. Matter of fact, once you get married, this shit really stop all completely, especially for married women. Don't get married, get comfortable, and then look at your man like, oh, that's just, that nigga gonna be here, I'm tired of looking at him. You need to love yourself, then you can love your man. In turn, he will turn around, learn how to love himself, and can love you.
Yeah.
Man, yeah, that's J. Real the Realist, and this is Step Your Game Up Saturdays. Oh, man, I'm sorry, I hit the mute. Oh, my fault. I'm sorry. You know how you be holding the mouse and then you just click the little thing on accident.
I know what the man stole, but dang, I didn't
stop it. I'm sorry, yeah. You know how your finger fall asleep on the little mouse button and then just doop, and then it's, yeah. I'm sorry, yeah. Wow, I lost my train of thought, yeah. Yeah, you absolutely, man. He had me. I'm sorry. I'm just stuck on the do some laps in the pool. Like, I'm stuck on that.
That's another thing that we did. Losing weight. You know, like you said, a lot of times after we have kids, we don't feel as attractive as we used to be. But I'm going to tell y'all something. Smoothies in the morning, like, they'll get you, like, your blender, get you some carrots, some kale, kale, some apples and stuff, and orange juice. And ladies, start making smoothies and start making that your regimen in the morning rather than making that big, because for African-American women and for a lot of women, butter, cheese, and bread is our enemy. Meat, especially that butter, because it's, and we need to cleanse too. We got to detox. It's very important because a lot of the fat and the stuff that we eat, it grabs onto our walls. All of it doesn't come out. So we need those superfood fruits and that good food and that raw food, those raw vegetables and fruits, to be able to help you to lose weight. And water is very important. So changing your diet, especially in the morning, drinking 2 cups of water before you do anything else, ladies, put it in your body. What you're doing is cleansing it out. So, you know, just encouraging your girl or your honey too, because sometimes y'all get a little round and around and around the waist area, your belly start to pop belly out, you know, start eating healthy together. Something that you guys can do together. We make some smoothies before we leave to the house and we take a nice walk on this beautiful day. So I just really think that's important too, with encouraging your mate. As far as we're losing weight, like J. Real the Realist said, is take a walk and go to the YMCA, incorporate water and smoothies. Then get on a liquid diet in the morning. And then 12 o'clock, you can have your little salads or whatever you want. But get on a liquid diet, fruit and vegetables and grains in the morning. And then the rest of the day, then you can do your numbers and do your damn thing.
Y'all already know it. Yeah. So, ladies, eat right, that's on the list. You got to eat right. Encourage your man to eat right. If you don't want no fat, nasty, slob, Gucci man-looking dude laying around your house.
I gotta tell you something, because I'm over here in the Google chat, in the live, in Dope Ass Music said, tell J. Big, he mute me one more time. I'm a hack at blog talk.
Oh, man, don't do that, man. He messed around and had it Jones shut down. You know what I'm saying? Nah, man, you know what? I just mute him because I'm actually doing him a favor because I'm muting him because we're going to go into our last music break of the show, you know, pay some bills real quick. We're going to lead out with this brand new dope ass music, Go Ahead track. You know what I'm saying? It go pretty good. You know. So we gonna get into this go ahead. We gonna go 3 straight dope ass. How about that? We gonna go ahead first, and you know, we gonna pay some bills. So we gonna get into a little bit of dope ass music. So y'all follow my boy, Dope Ass Music at Dope Ass Music, DOPEAZZMUZIK, no S, no C's. Let's get into this. Go ahead.
Shout out to Joe Jackson. Okay, see, it's a party, y'all. Kinda like we's at Mardi Gras. Pour up a shot and have a ball. Everyone having fun, so it's carnival. Whether in the hood or in the club, a good time here don't need no gun. A party of one, you can still have fun. Good hip hop, come and get you some. Get loose, off the cliff and feel yourself. Leave your problems on the shelf, gone like no one else. Party on deck, get them hands up, please. Girls, twerk that thing, put your hands on your knees. Brothers, have a blast, definitely like me. Feel good music, that's how I do it. That's the way it's supposed to be. Enjoy yourself with me. Enjoy yourself, enjoy yourself. Go ahead, enjoy yourself, enjoy yourself. Go ahead, enjoy yourself, enjoy yourself. Go ahead, enjoy yourself with me. Enjoy yourself, enjoy yourself. Go ahead, enjoy yourself, enjoy yourself. Go ahead, enjoy yourself, enjoy yourself. Go ahead, enjoy yourself with me. Grown folks clap, that's what I make. Dreads on the head, go ahead and shake. Go and shake. Popping that thing, look at all them cakes. All them your cakes. Cup empty, let me get you a drink.
Get a drink.
Going in till they shut it down. Be a fool with dick, cause you know I'm a clown. No beef in here, just loving life. No cares anywhere, only for tonight. Pockets on full, so drinks on me. Girl, you look kinda young, let me see ID. On them poppin' looking, good in that Gucci. It's almost done, cause it's almost one. Digging into me like a honey bun. I'm the party on Bacardi. Oh, the after party. That's where I'll be. Come enjoy yourself. Enjoy yourself with me. Enjoy yourself. Enjoy yourself. Go ahead. Enjoy yourself. Enjoy yourself. Go ahead. Enjoy yourself. Enjoy yourself. Go ahead. Enjoy yourself with me. Enjoy yourself. Enjoy yourself. Go ahead. Enjoy yourself. Enjoy yourself. Go ahead. Enjoy yourself. Enjoy yourself. Go ahead. Enjoy yourself with me. Enjoy yourself, enjoy yourself. Go ahead, enjoy yourself, enjoy yourself. Go ahead, enjoy yourself, enjoy yourself. Go ahead, enjoy yourself with me. Enjoy yourself, enjoy yourself. Go ahead, enjoy yourself, enjoy yourself. Go ahead, enjoy yourself, enjoy yourself. Go ahead, enjoy yourself with me.
Some with too much back. VIP was popping, so I stepped in. She was checking
she wants a little taste. No disrespect, wanna hit the set. Hit the rag when I got the sweat to get the girls wet. Jay, bitch, you dig DMV, so we driving ladies to the rear. Watch your girls do disappear. Bugs by the bar, turn your girl to a star. Give an eye search back seat of the car. See lyrics, every spirit, moving spirits, real movies, leaking secrets, exchanging fluids, never digits. For a pepper, no symptom, ever be your voice, never tricking rubber, it'll tell who's never slipping. Got mine on money, money on my mind, pocket full of condoms and a handful of
time. Well, we came here to party, so I'm a tennis pass when you move your body, it's a hard and
guys, it's your girl Diva Ebony Bean. Are you tired of being a worker bee and ready to be the boss? The time is now to contact DMV staffing and put yourself in the driver's seat. Follow Lyndon Greer on Twitter at LGTime. That's LGSTIME. And start making your own hours and seeing real financial growth and freedom through your hard work. Also, be sure to go to www.dmvstaffing.com. Again, that's www.dmvstaffing.com.
You already know what it is. Jay Rule the Realist, South Central Unsigned Hype. Let's get it in. Step your game up Saturdays. Let's go.
Yeah. Big shout out to Jay Real. Big shout out to my man Lyndon, you know, for sponsoring us. You know, we got some sponsors now. You know what I mean? We moving up in the world. We getting sponsors and whatnot. You know, my old chair got replaced and now I got one with some cushion on the seat. You know what I mean? So, you know, it's going down. We turning up over here. Step your game on Saturday. It's your boy. Space Age J. It's your boy. J. Biggs. Shout out to the man Dope Ass Music for making dope ass music all the time. You know what I'm saying? And, you know, I'm bring my girl Diva back in. You know what I'm saying? We down to the wire. Close out another beautiful show. You know, we trying to help ladies get they self together. You know what I mean? And do right by their man, you know. And, hey, I think we accomplished it. Mission accomplished. I don't know. What you think?
I think you guys did an excellent job. Big shout-out to J. Real The Realist, Dope Ass Music, D. Slate from the D. Hour Show, Genius Music, and all the kings out there who are going to listen and add info and input. It's just a blessing. You know, I think you guys really touched on a couple of things. You definitely helped Diva on today, with especially you, Jay Biggs. You helped out a lot with those key points and those things that you need to pay attention to and how to address it and to know what a man wants, you know. And it's rare that men actually share their feelings and share their concerns, but that's what Step Your Game Up Saturdays is all about. And I'm just so proud and just so thankful to be able to get this information today and that we have it recorded. So I think you guys did a great job, and be sure to tune in next Saturday on Step Your Game Up Saturdays, the 30th, with Poet She. We definitely going to be getting it in. It's your girl, Diva Ebony B.
You already know. And I want to say, man, shout out to Slate, D. Slate, for coming through, checking out the show. You know what I mean? I hope y'all ladies out there, man, I really seriously hope that, you know, y'all, you know, really just take something out of the show. If you take nothing else, just take that you gotta make us happy. You know, when I say us, I mean these men. You know, we gotta make the fellas happy. You know, whoever, you know, your man is and whatnot, whatever that situation is that they in, whatever you in, you gotta just, you know, you set the tone for the relationship. That's what I'm going to leave you with. You set the tone. So, you know, you can't really come on, you know, and be bashing your man. And I know it's a lot of dirty men out there that treat you wrong and treat you bad, but, you know, you got to rise above that. And just know that, you know, for every joker adjuster that you come across, there's a king and there's a king somewhere at the end of the road, you know what I mean? And you know that's going to come. So just hold your head, you know, just keep yourself together, keep your game tight, you know what I mean? And most importantly, put God first, you know what I mean? Keep stepping your game up with us each and every Saturday, 8 p.m. EST, 5 p.m. PST is ST, right? PST, yeah, it's PST. So, yeah, keep stepping your game up with us, man. You know, shout out to Tony Lyric for coming through, you know, and shout out to Tony Lyric also for jumping on that We Came to Party track. Y'all get that We Came to Party, you know what I'm saying? That's off of the Thanksgiving Massacre mixtape from Dope Ass Music. You know, I think I'm on there somewhere. And, big shout out to J Real, you know, he got a project dropping, he got a project coming out this April, I believe, too, so, you know, y'all look out for that, and also March 30th next week, you know, tune in, you know, if you're in the DMV area, come out and rock with us on the 30th, we're going to be me and DJ Genius, we putting on the show, Tony Lyrics, you know, we putting on the show at Club Turntables, you know, so we're going to get it in, and we're going to really put it down for y'all out there, you know, so come out, show some love, support, you know, party with us, you know, we're going to, you know, I ain't going to give away too many secrets, you know, ahead of time, you know, I'm going to make somebody rain in there that night, real talk, but yeah, we're going to get up out of here, man, you know. I'm your host, you know, Space Age J. Follow me on Twitter at Space Age J. You know what I'm saying? I know I promised y'all three dope-ass music tracks, you know what I'm saying? So we're going to get back into it. We're going to get back into dope, you know what I'm saying? I'm a matter of fact, I'm just going to hit y'all with this go-ahead again because I'm really feeling that joint. Y'all go ahead, you know, rock with us on that joint, man, you know, and come in. We going out, all right? All right. Love y'all, man. Put God first.
Shout out to Joe Jackson. Okay, see, it's a party, y'all. Kinda like Weez at Mardi Gras. Pour up a shot and have a bar. Everyone having fun, so it's carnival. Whether in the hood or in the club, a good time here don't need no gun. A party of one, you can still have fun. Good hip hop, come and get you some. Get loose off the cruise and feel yourself. Leave your problems on the shelf, go like no one else. Party on deck, get your hands up, please. Girls, curse that bag, put your hands on your knees. Brothers, have a blast, definitely like me. Feel good music, that's how I do it. That's the way it's supposed to be. Enjoy yourself with me. Enjoy yourself, enjoy yourself. Go ahead, enjoy yourself, enjoy yourself. Go ahead, enjoy yourself, enjoy yourself. Go ahead, enjoy yourself with me. Enjoy yourself, enjoy yourself. Go ahead, enjoy yourself, enjoy yourself. Go ahead, enjoy yourself, enjoy yourself. Go ahead, enjoy yourself with me. Grown folks slap, that's what I make. Dreads on the head, go ahead and shake. Popping that thing, look at all them cakes. Your cup empty, let me get you a drink. Going in till they shut it down. Be a fool with it, cause you know I'm a clown. No beef in here, just loving life. No cares anywhere, only for tonight. Pockets on full, so drinks on me. Girl, you look kinda young, let me see ID. On them poppin', looking good in that Gucci. It's almost done, cause it's almost one. Digging into me like a honey bun. I'm the party, I'm Bacardi, oh, the after party. That's where I'll be, come enjoy yourself. Enjoy yourself with me. Enjoy yourself, enjoy yourself. Go ahead, enjoy yourself, enjoy yourself. Go ahead, enjoy yourself, enjoy yourself. Go ahead, enjoy yourself with me. Enjoy yourself, enjoy yourself. Go ahead, enjoy yourself, enjoy yourself. Go ahead, enjoy yourself, enjoy yourself. Go ahead, enjoy yourself with me. Enjoy yourself, enjoy yourself. Go ahead.